Well, hello folks, this is Rusty, Social Security Advisor at the AMAC Foundation, with today's Ask Rusty program. With each of these editions, we tell you about an actual Social Security question we've received here at our offices at the AMAC Foundation. Today's question comes to us from a military veteran with questions about her disability benefit and her ex-spouse benefits. And the question was, Dear Rusty, I am a military veteran with a total and permanent disability. I was married for over 10 years to a military man who has since honorably separated from military service. I was originally on Social Security disability, which automatically converted to regular Social Security retirement benefits when I turned 65, with the amount remaining at the disabled level instead of the regular rate based on my Social Security employment contribution record. So why wasn't my regular Social Security rate used when I turned 65? Also, I contacted Social Security regarding my ex-husband's Social Security benefit since I was married to him for over 10 years, but I was told I'm not entitled to a portion of his Social Security benefit. So why not? I was told the amount I would receive wouldn't subtract from his Social Security entitlement. And it was signed, Disabled Veteran. Okay, so I first thanked this veteran for her military service, and I told her I'd be honored to answer her Social Security questions. I explained that on the question about her disability benefits and her regular benefits, that the Social Security disability insurance benefit she was previously receiving was, in fact, the amount she was entitled to at her full retirement age, even though she claimed disability benefits earlier. I said that her disability benefit, when it was awarded, was computed using her entire lifetime earnings history, up to the point that she became disabled, resulting in her getting her earned full amount of benefit as her disability benefit even before she reached her full retirement age. And that's why the amount stayed the same when it automatically converted to her normal Social Security retirement benefit at her full retirement age, which, by the way, was 66 if this lady was born before 1955. So said simply, Social Security disability insurance benefit is the full Social Security amount earned up to the point she stopped earning, so it stays the same when she reaches her full retirement age. Now, as for this veteran's additional benefits from her ex-husband, although she meets the length of marriage rule for ex-spouse benefits, there are also additional criteria as well. She must not have remarried and remain so, and her ex-husband must be already receiving his own Social Security benefit, unless they've been divorced at least 2 years, in which case the ex-husband need only be eligible to collect. I also explained to this veteran that she can only get an additional benefit known as a spousal boost if she meets all the other criteria and half the benefit her ex-husband is or was entitled to at his full retirement age is more than this lady's current Social Security benefit. Since Social Security told her she isn't entitled to an ex-spouse benefit, she apparently does not meet all of the eligibility criteria mentioned above. And to address this lady's last point, even if she had met all the criteria and had been entitled to an ex-spouse benefit, it indeed would not have affected her ex-husband's benefit in any way. And so that's it for today's Ask Rusty program. The Ask Rusty series is brought to you by the AMAC Foundation, a nonprofit affiliate of the Association of Mature American Citizens, or AMAC. If you have a question about Social Security, please send us an email at ssadvisor@amacfoundation.org. or call us at 888-750-2622. One of our accredited Social Security advisors will be most happy to assist you. This is Rusty at the AMAC Foundation, hoping you have a wonderful day.